Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 everybody. Good morning. Good morning from around the world. Or should I say in the universe? Because we know of a God that has said in Psalm 83:18 that they may know that I, whose name art Jehovah, art the Most High God over all the earth. Isn't that something? He and He alone. Thank you for tuning in again. And, you know, our topic is really almost part two of why does my prayers to God go unanswered? You know, we could use this title. We could use this topic. We could use this conversation until there is no end. Because anyone, you guys hear me out there, that want to communicate with God, you can't do it except through prayer. But there's another element that we will be talking about today. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. So, oh my God, this is absolutely incredible. Because most people don't understand, no matter what you do, where you go, what you're begging for, what you're trying to get, He said, no one comes to the Father except through me. So you know what? If we're talking about going back to school, if we're talking about getting back in a local church, if we're talking about doing anything, first things first. My father used to say, the great Bishop James Howard Mims, he used to say, listen and listen good. He said, if you want anything in life, you got to put God first. Put Him first. So our topic today is why does my prayers to God go unanswered? Everybody you talk to, I prayed all night, nothing happened. Prayed 3 days, nothing happened. Got naked and prayed, still nothing happened. I don't know if He's hearing me, if He's listening, but we're going to find out today. People, prayer is the only way to get to God. Whether you think prayer and anything that sounds like a prayer is an emotive to God and nothing happens, we're going to find out today why your prayers to God, hey, sometimes they may not be answered by Him. Hear, and we learned last week, listen is two different things. He'll hear you, but He will not listen to grant you the desires of your heart. We have our Colonel Harrison with us again today and several others, new people joining. Colonel Harrison, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing great. That top 10 and listening audience, doing very well. Thank you. Just other than the summertime hot heat, all is well.
I will stay out of it. You know, we had a ball this week, but I won't talk about that right now. Turn the volume up on your phone, sir. Colonel Dr. Harrison has been with this show for over 200 episodes. Can you imagine that? And most of you know he's my D.C. friend. He has just a marvelous ministry there, the Second Union Baptist Church, and we tend to knock heads over doctrine and what the Bible has to say. But let me tell you something. When you put God first in anything, anything you do will pass go with Him. Colonel Harrison started us off. You know, people are saying, you know, I'm praying, ain't nothing happening, I ain't seen nothing. Some are saying, oh, I've been praying, mama went on and died. You know, I prayed all night for a hurt foot, and it's still hurting. I mean, I get all kind of things sent by email and also by text message talking about, doctor, y'all need to shut that show down because ain't nothing happening. I've been begging God all my life. Ain't nothing happening. Colonel Harrison, why might that be? Why might people have a problem getting their prayers through to God?
The problem is several, Tina. One is that we don't have a relationship with God. We have to know who God is. You mentioned earlier Psalm 83:18, God. So we have to know who God is. God is the infinite Holy Spirit, creator of the universes. So one, we have to know who God is. Two, once we find out and get to know who he is, we have to develop a relationship with him, a relationship in terms of communicating with him, having an absolute complete mind and our confidence there is a God, the heaven and earth create the universe and everything. And number three, the lifestyle we live in, our lifestyle that we're living, certainly probably is not pleasing to God. So those are the three that I want to offer to get us started for consideration.
Okay, well, it's more than consideration because you have really hit the nail on the head. And I'm saying that because when people fall down on their knees or lay down in their bed or walking down the street praying, climbing a tree, friend, we can always imagine that if a prayer goes unanswered by God, it means that most of the time our prayer is not in harmony with God's purpose in our life. We are trying to go to God with our thinking, our thought process. I want this. I need that. I thought that I got to have it. But we have found out that anything we pray to God for, that we want him to hear, and then, of course, hear, listen, and then answer, answer in a flash. It has to be in harmony. What does God want you to do? What has God told you to do? What has God caused you to do in the face of your enemy, friends, and foe? We have got to make sure that we know our purpose in this world, in this life, and even why we're living. What are we living for? There's some prerequisites before we go to God in prayer, living out of harmony and think he got to do what we say. And I'm just going to step on up a notch here. Most of our prayers, and I've heard several in my decades of living, they want to tell God what to do. How in the world do we expect God, the supreme God of the universe? The Genesis 1:1 says, and he, God, created heaven and earth. How in the world can we go to that God telling him what to do? I mean, there is a way to approach God. I don't have nothing to tell him about what he should do. What I can do, I can humble myself and praise him first before I go there to beg. Oh, God, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are this, you are this, you are that. Praising him first and then asking, oh, Lord, can I? Oh, Lord, can you please? And so forth and so on. But going to God, yeah, God, going in the hospital, God. God, going in the jail cell, God. Yeah, God, going in the streets. Well, he got you to do that. His son said in Matthew 28, go on out there. Go ye, you. Don't be telling my father what to do. Colonel Harrison, help us out on that.
Yes, I'm here. Restate the question, please. Restate the question, Doc, please.
Okay, people, in a nutshell, I can't say all of what I just said. You got to listen. People in their prayer go to God to tell God what to do rather than ask God what they should do. Do you find that in your ministry?
Yes, with new members just joining the church and coming in from the outside into the church, they just don't know. They have to be taught. We're not no one, no human being, man, woman, or child, in a position to tell God what to do. God is the creator. He's all-knowing God, all-encompassing God. So he's infinite in knowledge and goodness and wisdom. And so with the new members, I find that I have to have new members class orientation to teach them certain principles of the Bible, certain values of the Bible. And the first one I teach is for them to humble, for number one, who God is, and number two, to humble themselves before God. And so those are two of the principles that I teach.
Well, I'm glad to hear it because it brings joy to my heart knowing that there's somebody out there that is leading their flock in a way where they know what God's name is. I have run across many people, and they said, oh, I've never heard that name, Jehovah. You know what? I don't want to hear it. I don't know what it means. You got to talk to me about that. I don't have to talk to you about anything. What I have to talk to you about is God's goodness, how great this God is. The psalmist says, oh, how great thou art. And we could go further with that. But now here's another thing that really gets me when people talk about their prayers is not answered, has never been answered. They don't think it will be. You know what? Our will has got to be matched to God's will. Our prayers have got to, when we expect them to go up, what is your prayer in God's will? It's what you ask in God, what God wants you to do. It's what you beg in God for financially. Is that something? Is that something that God wants you to have? Many people have gotten money and got killed same day, if not the next day. God may not want us to have something that is not in his will. He's already told us in the Bible what his will is. And his will is through his son, Christ Jesus, to go ye therefore, preach and teach and make disciples. Oh, my God, that's the best in spiritual multiplication. And now I'm going to say another reason why many do not get their prayers answered is because their prayers don't glorify God. They're glorifying me. Oh, God, I need this. Oh, God, I want that. Oh, God, I just got to have this. Oh, God, give me that brand new car. Oh, God, this. Oh, God, that. Nothing glorifying God. That's why my prayers, I open up with, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Oh, because you live. The world, yeah. There's got to be some praise first on your tongue. How can you go before God and expect your prayers to be answered and we have not taken a step to glorify him? We've got to put him first by glorifying him. And remember, our prayers have got to come from worthy hearts. A lot of people will say, you know what, Doc, I ain't going to pray no more. You know, I do this, I do that. You know, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to have what I would go to God and start begging him for. Oh, what can I do? Well, number one, you got to get worthy because the Bible says we must be holy as he is holy. So how can I shoot three people in the head Monday? And then Monday night, step up and think that I am even worthy enough to pray and get an answer. And if you didn't shut these people in the head, you really need to be praying. And you need to be saying some tough stuff. So in the midst of that, Colonel, tell us another reason why some of our prayers don't go answered.
Another reason some of our prayers not answered, Dr. Capitina, because our prayers are selfish. Our prayers are selfish. It's self-centered. It doesn't consider others. It just considers oneself. God doesn't have a problem if we're sick and we're praying for healing and we're striving to live a righteous life that's pleasing to him. But constantly going to God asking for $1 million, asking for money for this, money for that, money for that, or some other material thing, so you can just glorify yourself and not glorify God. That's selfish prayers are not answered, okay? Selfish prayers don't glorify God, as you said a moment ago, Doctor.
And you know what I was just thinking while you were talking? When we go to this God, most people probably have never thought of this. We have got to go to that God before we even utter anything for asking or asking for healing and so forth and so on. We have got to, in all of our prayers, God, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, if it be thy will. And we've already touched on this. Whether God hears and answers the prayer or not, number one, we've got to recognize that he's still God. And number two, whatever you pray for, you got to believe in your heart that he's working it out. He's working it out. Before some of those disciples, prophets, apostles, and whatever else they called themselves, before they could fall on their knees, the answer was already there. God already knows what we need. God already knows what our hearts are bleeding for. And, you know, this really touches me because I talk to many women and they say, oh, I'm praying for my son. I'm praying for my grandson. I'm praying for Shaka Zulu, whatever. It's better to go and teach them how to pray for themselves. And they look out at him, the granddaughter with 1,000 men a night, and they look at, and the same thing is happening. The better part would be to get in your car and drive over to hell if you have to. Knock on Satan's door. It doesn't matter. Get in. Say, Satan, get aside. Let me in, man. I got something to say. It is better that we go and teach them. He just, his son said, go ye therefore, go on over to Rockefeller Lane and teach them how to pray. Now, when you try to do that and they don't want that, what are you praying for them for? They have rejected the power of prayer. And if you ain't got no power to stand flat-footed, looking them in the eyes, and offer to help them learn about this God of the universe, hey, wipe the dust off your feet. Leave them alone. So right now we have explored several reasons why these prayers do not get answered. That is the reason why. So as it stands now, hey, I'm going to put on the table another reason why our prayers do not get answered, or, you know, they're not heard by God. He ain't listening. Isaiah says, though you come before my face making many prayers, I am not listening. There are some reasons why. You know, God has told us from the time of eternity through the written word what he expects mankind to do. He has even said in Revelation 24, when it's all over, lo and behold, there is a new tent coming down from heaven. Pain and suffering, death shall be no more. Get in your Bible to Revelation 21, 1 through 4. He's already said all those things he said are going to pass away. So if we're talking about wanting God to hear us, believe what we got to say, help us, pull us through hell 4 or 5 times a day, then there is a way that we need to go to God. And I know, Colonel Harrison, I want you to glorify God in this statement that I'm going to make. He said, the God of the universe says, I sent my son that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Our pastor this past Sunday was talking about God don't want you running around broke, ain't never got nothing. And I'm going to step aside and say, black, you know what? I've never heard so many black people in church begging God. Begging God, when he didn't already say, now, if you do my will, if you put me first, if you honor my son whom I sent, if you make up and purpose in your heart, your soul, your mind, that it's me, and it's all about me. He said, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. So we got to recognize that if a heart is wicked, get off your knees. Leave that God alone. Go back and come back again. After God has seen something worthy of even listening to you about coming out your mouth. He said that. So right now, when we see people going down the street, raggedy, homeless, ain't got this, ain't got that, yes, it's all right to go over there, put your hand on them in the name of Jesus. Father this man, father this woman, hallelujah, I'm standing in the gap. Hey, hey, and so forth and so on. But in reality, before God can answer a prayer, before God can hear a prayer, before God can acknowledge a prayer, before God can do anything but fail, It is me, it's me, it's you, it's you. We are standing in the need of prayer. God has got to see and hear and feel that God has feelings. He's got to see that we mean business. We are really trying. Colonel Harrison, people say all the time, you know, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to get God's attention. What are some of the ways that, other than what we just mentioned, that people can get God's attention so that not only will they not be wasting their time on their knees. Oh, yes, you can waste your time. Got three Russian Glocks on the dresser. Got an AK-15 dead laying on your bed. Got a Glock, stainless steel Glock in your car up under the car seat. Cut it out. We got this thing all wrong. And now most of us is trying to blame some of these pastors, but they ain't said this. They ain't said that. They ain't really teaching nothing. Well, how would you know if you ain't got in the Word to find out how your own prayers go unanswered? Colonel Harrison, help us out.
God's saying that he sent his son to give us life, that we might have life and have more abundantly. Absolutely, Dr. Cuffin. And what he's talking about, us living a fulfilled life, because we're living a life that's in harmony, in agreement, a life that's in tune with God's will for our lives. Jeremiah talks about it in the book of Jeremiah 29:11. He says, for I know the thoughts that I have for you, the Lord says, thoughts of peace. We're not evil to give you an expected end. God has already planned mankind's beginning and end. From the moment that we come from our mother's womb, as we move through this arena called life, to the tomb, if we connect with God's holy words, connect with God's judgments, his commandments, his oracles, if we do that with his ordinances, do that which God says, we will live a life that will be pleasing to God, because there are instructions, and the instructions are in the 66 books of the Bible, and most people don't take the time to either get into it or have someone teach them those principles in the Bible. Therein, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth, is found within the Bible. And we can live a fulfilled life that's pleasing to God and blessed by God, and we will also be happy.
Oh, my God, be happy. Well, you know what? That's questionable there. But now let me tell you something else here. You know, a lot of people will do everything they want to do, everything they see the next door neighbor do, anything they see their father-in-law do, they will do anything, and they will do everything, and then they expect God to hear them. You know, God expects obedience. If you read in the Bible not to do this, don't do it. If you read in the Bible to do this, then that's what you do. If you read in the Bible to love your neighbor, don't try to run to God and say, oh, well, God, you know, I tried. God has already said that. He said that through his son, that we must love one another. We don't care what color they are, what they do and what they are, but I'm going to tell you something, don't follow their ways. We know what happened when the woman that was turned into a pillar of salt followed their ways. She turned into a pillar of salt, living all amongst Sodom and Gomorrah. Everything that was defiled, everything that was wicked, oh my God, just read that story. She got out, the angels got them out, and she turned back and looked back. I know Lot was praying to get out of there. I know him and his daughters was praying heavily all day and all night to get out of there. They got out by angels. No other power could get them out of there. Nobody else, no human could run up inside him and say, you know, pack your bags, get up and get up out of here. No one could. It took divine intervention. It took angelic intervention from God. And right now, when we think in terms of people that are going around saying, oh, you know what, my prayers, you know what, forget God. I ain't going to pray no more. He is not listening. He ain't heard me. I've been praying for a house for my family, and I ain't got nothing. Well, number one, do you have the money for that? Has God blessed you with the money for that? Do you know if that's the even street God wants you on? Have you asked God, is this the city that he wants you to live in? I mean, there's so much when we go before the true God of the universe. We got to be specific. We can't go and say, oh, God, you know, give me $1,000. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I need $1,000. My son is in the hospital. He got 3 days to live. I need this $1,000 to buy some medicine. We got to be specific with God. That's another reason why our prayers that we pray are not answered. And the biggest reason why, and we've already mentioned this, they're not in harmony with the will of God. He said, those that do the will of God, the will of God shall remain forever. So we got to get into the will of God. What do you want me to do? Why do you want me to do it? Can you help me do it? How are you going to help me do it? You're going to send some guardian angels to sleep by me by night and to walk by day. God, please, yeah. We have got to be specific and make sure whatever we're praying for is in his will. If you weren't born to be a pilot, ask God about that. If you always wanted to conduct take an Amtrak train across the nation, ask God about that. Find out if that's what he wants you to do. Our will has got to be in harmony with God's will. Or why should he answer that? And the prayer you ask and it gets you killed three days from your prayer. That God is not going to do it. And before we hang up and say hallelujah to God, we have 10 minutes to go here. Before we get off of this line, all of those on this call line that want to know why some of my prayers have not yet been answered, you know what? We've got to exercise some temperance. I'm not going to say patience, because let's not be a fool. There's not too many people that have any patience. Some say, oh, doctor, well, you know what? Isn't that a fruit of God's spirit? I said, well, look it up in Galatians. But when we start talking about these prayers, if you are in his will, number one, if you are worthy, if you're not trying to tell God what to do, then quite naturally, the name of the game is get up off your knees and leave that alone. Leave it alone. God is not hard of hearing. If you didn't pray for something, then the name of the game is wait, watch and see. Because if you're walking in God's grace, he is not going to let you down. He's not going to have you walking in embarrassment. He's not going to have And yes, and you ain't got nothing yet. That is not what God is all about. Wait on him. If you're supposed to be a fireman, pray and wait. Don't run back and forth every day. I've been praying. You ain't. God is not hard of hearing. Ask God what you will and wait on about it. Go on about it. Stop running back to in God's space. Don't you know he's busy? We got almost 80 billion people living. My God, give that God a break. Take your burdens to God, a prayer. Take a prayer to God. Take your burdens to God and leave them there. What does that mean? Don't reach back and pick up half of that. You ain't man or woman enough to answer your own prayer. So we have really covered a lot of good information this morning. I'm so happy that so many now are coming on the show, but I want to tell you something. We have master musicians and the women they honor with Derek Jordan, and oh my God, he's just a fantastic man. It starts at 8:30, so if you want to hang on and listen, we are going to chime him right in 5 minutes. But I want everyone on this call to know
God
will answer the prayer. He will answer the prayer. You don't that you
oh, well,
don't
I
have to work.
He said, she's going to chime us in 5 minutes, but it's, you know, we're right here. She
okay,
just finished
well,
her broadcast.
I heard you guys already, so here we are. But I want to tell all of our people that are on this line. God is and God will. All you have to do is go to that God in prayer.
You already said
God bless you all.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in. Harrison, thank you for tuning in. Georgia Gregory, our administrator for our Beverly Hills office, she's on the line. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to switch right over in about three minutes now to our other caller. But if you guys want to hang on in there and listen to the show, Master Musicians. And we're going to be talking about the women.
There you go.
Derek Jordan. Yay. Okay, you guys.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, my birthday today. I was supposed to tell you guys it's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Whoa, well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me. Okay, God bless you. We'll see you next week, 8 a.m. on the show, Global Vision for Living Today. Come right on back in if you're interested. God bless you. Thank you.
Hey, Dr. Marcia.
Hey, yes.
You can hear me. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Hey, listen. I got to switch you guys over because it's saying here 60 seconds on the other. So let me see what they are doing here. You guys just hang on, and we're going to get this show on the road. So let's see here.
All right.
I got to end this one to bring this in. Yeah.